This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to a Pew Research Center report, gun owners are more likely to say they knew people who had been shot either accidentally or intentionally at 51% than people who were not gun owners at 40%. A recent analysis found that putting a male teenager on your auto insurance policy increased rates an average of 89% compared with 66% for a female teenager. The Internal Revenue Service is currently owed about $138 billion in unpaid taxes. Turkey has removed the concept of evolution from its high school curriculum and another sign of its eroding secular culture. According to the Economic Policy Institute, the Republicans' AHCA would increase out-of-pocket expenses for American families by $33 billion each year by 2026, in addition to 23 million Americans losing health coverage. Freedom House, an Internet Watch group, estimates that 2% of Cuba's 11 million people get online on a daily basis. El Paquete Semanal, the weekly package, fills some of the space as a subscriber service delivering a weekly hard drive that is part newsstand, part mixtape, part offline streaming service curated with magazine articles, Hollywood films, YouTube videos, phone apps, classified ads, and more. 74% of younger white Americans and 60% of Republicans between 18 and 29 years old believe that immigrants face a lot of discrimination in the U.S. compared to older groups, where 57% of whites and one-third of older Republicans believe they face discrimination. Environmental Defense Fund, in an analysis of 11 years of federal data, found detectable levels of lead in 20% of 2,164 baby food samples. Rural counties and small metropolitan areas account for about 23% of traditional retail employment, but are home to just 13% of e-commerce positions, leaving these areas battered again by economic changes. More than 20% of the Canadian population was foreign-born in 2011, a figure expected to rise to 30% by 2031, according to their government estimates. India's information technology industry and related businesses employed 4 million people to build and test software, to enter and to analyze data, and to provide customer support for American and European companies. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.